gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome aboard. Thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World in this hour of the broadcast. We've got a number of cool guests lined up. First off, we're going to finish up with Greg Hoag, racer extraordinaire and diesel expert. Have him tell us a little bit more about the Texas Mile, and then we're going to quickly move to the CEO of Blaster Corporation, Bill Matthews, who is standing by. A little later on, Amy Christie, or perhaps another representative from the RM Auction Company, will be calling in to give us some updates from the recently held, wrapped up just over this weekend, big auction, the RM Auction down at the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance in Jacksonville, Florida. But right now, let's go back to Greg Hoag. And Greg, just want to talk to you just for a couple minutes here a little bit about the Texas Mile. This has really grown in popularity. Give all our folks listening around the nation a little flavor of this event, the types of vehicles and non-vehicles that go down this, what is basically an old landing strip. Tell us more.
You know, the Texas Mile started out in historic Goliad, Texas. Now it's in Beeville, Texas at Chase Field. It's a 9,000-foot runway, and it's a 1 mile from a standing start. And you can run anything down there, the world's fastest hearse, the world's fastest demolition derby. I watched a girl go 100 miles an hour on a skateboard, laying down called Street Luge. The event's grown from fairly small to it's extremely large now. They open up registration, and within an hour, registration is the 250 entries are done, and then you have to wait in line till somebody gets out to get a chance to hit the mile. Land speed racing is really incredible. We first did it with Project X. We went 167 miles an hour down there with the diesel truck with the air conditioner running. I never would turn the air conditioner off on that thing. But it's an incredible thing. Everybody's friendly and helpful. You'll see all kinds of stuff like the latest Lamborghinis. They've been having the Marcielagos down there. Mm-hmm. They're around 250 miles an hour. You'll see Hennessy down there, the actual Hennessy Viper with their trailer down there having four or five Vipers that are running that fast. You'll see the Toyota Supras. You'll see this year they're supposed to have a lot of really, really fast Corvettes. Corvettes coming up and really trying to take the Lamborghinis on head on. It's kind of hard to do when the Lamborghinis are all-wheel drive.
That's true.
That helps. I watched a man crash at 100 or 250 miles an hour last year down there. He got off the road in his Lamborghini and dug the front spoiler in and went 50 feet in the air.
Wow.
Went back to his trailer after the paramedics checked him out and said he was okay. That's how the safety equipment they require down there. He got
amazing.
In his other Lamborghini and went out there and made more passes. It's 3 days. It's in Beeville, Texas. You can find it on the net as the Texas Mile. And it's a really great spectator sport if you didn't want to see the super exotic cars all the way down to my Volkswagen with Jordan Layton driving. And different stuff like that. You'll see all of it. You can walk up. The people are really nice. So if you want to look at a Lamborghini, you know, they'll let you look at it. You'll see a lot of Porsches down there. A lot of different stuff. And it's a home thing. Friday night and Saturday night, they have a big feed and kind of a dance down there in the hangars that are left over. This is an old Naval Air Station.
Mm-hmm.
It's put on by the city of Beeville and the Police Association and Fire Department Association down there helps with this also. So there's plenty of food, plenty to do. It's well lit, lots of good parking. People come from all over the country. So I'd really recommend it. It's kind of Bonneville light. And they also have an event, the Ohio Mile, up there in that part of the country, which is a very similar event. East Coast Timing Association puts that on. I got to meet Rhonda and Keith Turk from Hot Rod Magazine, and they're kind of the pushing factors behind that. So if you're up in that area, look on the Ohio Mile. I know they've got an event coming up about the same time. So it's kind of neat events. It's nice to go out there. It's a family atmosphere. Everybody is very open to showing you their cars, and nobody's really competing. You're competing against that clock. So we're hoping to put a Project X, the Beetle, into the 150-mile-an-hour zone. The record right now at Bonneville is 129, and we went 132.88 last year. And Jordan's going to break out and get her license, and this is be her rookie year at this. And if she does good here, we're going to go ahead and go to Bonneville, and I think we'll go 160 to 170 miles an hour.
Sounds fantastic, and we'll definitely have to get you on live from the Texas Mile and continue to follow you here on Auto World. Why don't we once again remind folks of your Facebook and your websites and any other contact information you'd like to give out, Greg?
Yes, it'd be Comp461 Facebook, and my Twitter is Comp461, which we're just getting that up and going. But I'd recommend going to my Facebook fan page. You can see about all the different projects we've done, and I'll post that up on your fan page. You've got a good fan page coming for your radio, too. So
thank you, my friend. I appreciate
and
that.
And I ask people to like it, too, so then you'll get updates every time we do something. And you'll see Jordan on there. She's of course, there's more than one reason to put a girl like this in the car other than the fact that she's very good at what she does. She's 5 foot tall and about 90 pounds, so weight matters in a race car.
Good choice, definitely. All right, Greg, thank you so much for joining us here today. We'll get you back with us real soon.
Thank you, too. Talk to you later.
Well, everybody definitely will be following Greg throughout his racing adventures in the months ahead. But right now, we turn our attention to the CEO of Blaster Corporation. It's my pleasure to welcome Bill Matthews to Auto World. Bill, thanks for hanging on there. How you doing?
Good, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Blaster is a company that's been around for, I believe, about 50 years or so. Is that right?
Yeah, Blaster, the company was founded in 1957, by Bill Wesley, mm-hmm. the guy that invented bleach white tire cleaner for all those baby boomers that remember cleaning white walls. and you know, it's funny because the first thing he made was an engine additive. And, you know, within a couple of years, he had a friend that was into mining in Florida. And it's when they used to mine phosphate for all the laundry detergents, and that stuff would literally eat up the metal equipment and, you know, be down there in those mines for a matter of weeks, and they wouldn't be able to get it apart.
Sure.
And so what they would end up doing is they'd end up going in there with torches and cutting the stuff up, which was, you know, it was an expensive proposition. So Bill Wesley, being the consummate inventor, came up with the product that, you know, you sprayed on and it would creep through the rust and lower the friction to take apart rusty nuts and bolts. And that was the birth of penetrating Blaster, PB Blaster.
That's fantastic. And, of course, over the years you've had many more products. You've added a whole slew of things into the mix. But tell us about some of the latest news from Blaster. I understand you're doing some really exciting new stuff.
Well, you know, one of the things that we've done just recently is we actually had the opportunity to be one of the sponsors on Casey Mears for the Daytona 500. So we were part of that the Geico Blaster sponsorship of that car.
That's great.
He did quite well until he had a fuel pump problems at the very end, and you know, we think he probably could have come in at least in the top 10, but that sort of almost knocked him out. But he did finish in that bizarre race. Did you see that race when they blew up the jet dryer?
Oh, I certainly did.
Absolutely astounding. I was just shocked to see that.
Yeah, Juan Montoya lost his transmission or something, and that was a Daytona that we'll never forget. We're going to have more straight ahead as we tell you all about Blaster Corporation. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-273-1250. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call now, 1-800-273-1250. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-800-273-1250. That's 1-800-273-1250.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,701.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,743.69, $871.85 for a half ounce, or $435.92 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,743.69, $871.85, and $435.92.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're live all across North America on great radio stations, plus GCNLive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. We'll throw out a quick trivia question here. We'll make it a ZZ Top question, courtesy of our good friend Billy F. Gibbons there. What was the name of the vehicle that was used in a lot of the ZZ Top videos, like for songs like Legs in the 1980s? It's now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. Give us a call, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We're chatting with Bill Matthews, who's the CEO of the Blaster Corporation, which I believe is also located in the Cleveland area. Is that true, Bill?
We are in Cleveland and proud of it. We go out of our way to make sure that every component, including the oil products that go into the blaster, are all they all come from right here in the United States, and we're packaged and blended right here in Cleveland, Ohio.
That's fantastic. I noticed recently you've added some additional new products, so you have a total of 18 different offerings, and they're not only for automotive uses, but also marine and industrial. Tell us a little bit about the complete product lineup.
Well, you know, we came out with a product about 2 years ago, and it competes with our friends in the blue and yellow can.
Okay.
And I won't say any more.
Yeah,
but we made a general purpose lubricant, and it's called PB50. We like to say 50 is the new 40.
I'm with you on that.
and it has quickly become our number two product in the line. There was definitely a need, especially with our great name following and blaster, because you know blaster over the years has been a real cult following. Amongst car enthusiasts and as you said now a lot of folks in marine and especially a lot of home center activity in the last 5 years. We also have a product that was designed directly for garage doors. You know, in years past, people like to glop up garage doors with greasy products, and I think everybody's walked between their car and the rails in their garage door and accidentally brushed up and gotten grease on your clothes or your coat or anything like that. And we came out with a product about 8 years ago that was actually called Track and Cable Lube, and we found out that it was an absolutely tremendous product for lubricating garage doors, you know, the rollers and the drive, and it dries, so it's not a greasy product. And, you know, we actually, if you go onto our website, there's a great little video that lets you hear a garage door before and hear it afterwards. It's pretty amazing. You could sneak in the house pretty well if you lubricate your door with our product.
Not a bad thing to know, but don't tell your teenagers about that.
That's right. You might want it to be noisy in that case. We've developed a lot of other products. We have some tremendous cleaning products. We do a product called the citrus based degreaser. As you can see, our products we tell you what they are. We don't make up any names. They are what they say they are, and it's a great automotive product. You know, especially in the South, where it's warm enough that you end up getting that lace of tar on the bottom foot of your car in the summertime. And the CBD, the citrus-based degreaser, you can spray that on and literally rinse it off with the hose to get rid of that tar lace, almost like a spider web that gets created right behind the wheels. Very handy for taking off adhesives. You know, how many times, you know, you try to get those stickers off something you buy.
So true.
It's nice because it's not only, you can use it as a regular solvent, but you can also rinse it off with water. So, you know, we try to make all this stuff as user-friendly as humanly possible.
That's fantastic. Another thing that I really admire is the fact that Blaster is a family-owned company, and in today's world, here in 2012, unfortunately, we don't see that as common as we used to. I mean, over the years, I've had a number of sponsor companies that were family-owned, and they are no longer family-owned, so congratulations that you guys have managed to keep it in the family.
We've had a lot of people that would like to take it out of the family, and you know we're owned by the Porter family out of Cleveland, and interestingly enough, he's very very involved in the music industry, has a couple of people under contract in Nashville. One guy by the name of Neil McCoy, who a lot of people know, he was actually in our plant about 2 weeks ago, just before he did a charity event here in Cleveland. So, yeah, Tom Porter is very, very involved in the entertainment industry.
That's good.
So, you know, I have the pleasure of, running the chemical side of the business, and I've been there for over 20 years. I actually repped this company before I went to work for them. So I've known them for a very long time. And, it is very nice that we've kept it a family company. And, I've worked for a number of large companies, and believe me, I've gravitated to the point where it is a real benefit to work someplace where you know everybody and everybody knows you. And although we've probably grown 10 to 12% a year for the last 18 years, so we started as about $500,000 company in the late '80s, and we're an over $30 million company today.
Congratulations, that's wonderful. Another cool thing that you've got on your web page that folks can check out is another video demonstrating some products with cups. Explain to our listeners what I'm referring to.
Well, we have the cup test, which was created probably 40 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And what it demonstrates is, in order to take apart a rusty nut and bolt or a rusty joint, you need to lower basically the resistance between the two parts. And in order to do that, you have to be able to get in and penetrate those areas. And in order to do that, you have to break down surface tension. And if you know how a styrofoam cup is constructed, it's literally thousands of little plastic balls put into a mold and jammed together.
Uh-huh.
And what the blaster does is it has the ability to break the surface tension down around those balls, and it literally will run through the cup.
Very cool stuff. Hang with us. Don't go away. We'll come back with lots more with Bill Matthews, CEO of Blaster Corporation. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
Hi, this is syndicated radio host Bob Long. Remember the days that you could receive a decent interest rate on your hard-earned money in the bank? Have you looked recently? 6-month CD, less than 1%, $100,000 plus, less than 1%. What a joke. How would you like to earn 5, even 10% interest in 6 months in a guaranteed and secured investment of at least $50,000? Call me personally at BHU Financial, 508-271-5123. 508-271-5123.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen, talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation, so call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We are back. We are live all across North America with the CEO of Blaster, Mr. Bill Matthews, who's been telling us all about the company. Fix It Right is the slogan for the company. And Bill, we need to find out where folks can buy the complete line of Blaster products.
Well, I think it's more like, where can't you get it? We're at all the major automotive outlets. AutoZone, O'Reilly's, Advance, and of course NAPA, one of our biggest supporters, and available at Lowe's, Home Depot, Ace, Truvera. It's pretty easy to find. And interestingly enough, you know, I heard the commercial for holsters. I'm a gun enthusiast myself. Blaster is PB Blaster is a tremendous bore cleaner. It's absolutely, we actually sold it under a different name for a number of years, but, it's great for firearm enthusiasts too.
Well, that's good to know. Well, Bill, we're definitely going to get you back on the program real soon. We'll get you on my other program as well. But in the meantime, I know you guys are on Facebook. Why don't you make sure and give out all the contact information, the website, any telephone information you'd like to give out?
Well, obviously we have two websites. Blaster Racing talks about our NHRA involvement and other racing things that we're involved in. And then obviously our main site is pbblaster.com. And if anybody ever has any questions, you can actually get right through to the president and CEO. I answer my own phone, and our 800 number is 800-950-8500. And, of course, we appreciate all our enthusiastic customers, and I really appreciate the time on your show, and hopefully, Bob, you'll have me back.
I will definitely have you back. I'm a big fan of your products, and I'm so happy that I got the opportunity to hook up with you here today. We'll have you back on this show as well as my other broadcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
He is Bill Matthews, the CEO of Blaster. We move from Blaster to the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance, and standing by to give us a complete report is Amy Christie from the RM Auction Company. Hey there, Amy. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Have the activities at Amelia Island kind of wound down by now? The event should be just about wrapped up, I would imagine.
It is indeed. All the cars are leaving the Concours field or have left the Concours field. So it's been another fantastic weekend here in Amelia Island. Strong results both from the auction and also on the show field for RM this weekend.
Oh, that's great. That's something we really need to point out, too, and I'm glad you reminded me. RM is not only an auction company, but RM is a very, very good restoration company. You guys have won best of show on vehicles that you have restored at Pebble Beach and some of the other great Concours events all across the nation and around the world. Tell our listeners about that side of the business.
We actually started in restoration over 30 years ago. That was sort of how RM came about in the restoration business, and then moved into the auction business. But the restoration arm is still a very large part of our company. Also, RM Auto Restoration is the name of our restoration division. And it has enjoyed great success and numerous accolades over the years at some of the world's leading Concours events, including Pebble Beach, as you mentioned, but also the Amelia Island Concours. This weekend was certainly no exception, and a number of award-winning entries had passed through RM Auto Restoration doors in recent months, including a 1931 Duesenberg Model J Durham Toolster, which was judged first in class. And there was also an elegant 1938 Jaguar SS Grapper Coupe, which received a special Amelia Award. So some new great accolades for our restoration division.
That's terrific. And those guys do such a wonderful job. And I noticed on your website you've got some new updates web-wise for the restoration side of the business. So folks should check that out at rmauctions.com. But I'm all excited to hear about the events of this past weekend here. You guys have this annual sale. You've been doing it for a number of years. You are the official auction of the Amelia Island Concours. People come from all around North America. People come from all over the world to this event. And I know you have a very loyal client base. And I would imagine this year you probably had some repeat buyers. But it's always interesting to see new people getting into the hobby as well.
True, Bob. It's been a really wonderful weekend here, and we've continued our strong track record at Amelia Island. As you mentioned, we are the official auction house of the Amelia Island Concours, and we're really proud of our partnership with the Amelia Island team, led by Bill Warner. It was a great sale. It was our 14th year, and we enjoyed some really strong results thanks to bidders from 16 countries around the world. So they held from all across North America and Europe, as well as far away as Brazil, China and Australia.
Wow.
On a national level, there were 41 states of the U.S. represented, so it was definitely a very, very strong showing here at the Ritz-Carlton.
Excellent. Tell us about some of the star cars, some of the vehicles that went over the block that fetched the big bucks. I know you had some real beauties.
We did. Six automobiles exceeded the Magic Million Dollar mark. Top honors went to, for those who had the opportunity to see our catalogue, went to one of the cover cars in our catalogue, a stunning 1929 called L29 Special Coupe, affectionately known as the Hayes Coupe. It was a stunning one-off design statement and widely recognized as one of the most significant L29s in existence. It garnered very strong attention from bidders both in the room and on the phones, and ended up selling for a strong $2.42 million to great applause from the crowd.
I can imagine a stunning vehicle and just a great piece of automotive history. The Cords are one of my favorites, to say the least. What else was definitely high on the auction block sales price-wise?
Price-wise, another lot that was really hotly contested at yesterday's auction was a very desirable and extremely rare 1965 Aston Martin DB5 Vantage convertible. It was one of only seven original Vantage-powered DB5 convertibles produced, and it too spurred really strong bidding, both in the room and on the phone, eventually selling for $1.21 million, a price that smashed the previous record for a DB5 convertible sorted option by more than double. So it was a really strong result as well. Also entering the history books was a 1960 Mercedes-Benz 300 SL Roadster, which was freshly restored, really right at home here at Amelia because it was Conk already. And it sold for $990,000, which is another world record price, this time for a 300 SL Roadster at auction.
So that's great. That must make you and the rest of the RM team very proud when a vehicle sells at a record, a world record price. I mean, that's quite an accomplishment when you stop and think about it.
Yeah, well, we were really thrilled with the results, and the atmosphere in the auction room was fantastic. It was a standing room only audience yesterday, and there was a lot of excitement and a lot of cheering and applause from the audience, so it was a really fun sale to be at.
Tell us about some of the other cool cars that sold this past weekend at Amelia.
Ferraris are always a highlight at the RM sales. We have a really strong record for offering great Ferraris at Amelia Island. Last year we had the opportunity to offer that superb 340 Mexico, which took top honours.
Oh, yeah.
This year we had 9 examples that performed really well. The top sale went to a 56 Ferrari 250 GT Coupe Special, one of just 4 builds, and that achieved $1.4 million. And then there was also a Ferrari Dino 246 GTS Chairs and Flares car, which achieved a record bidding of $363,000.
Wow, and I understand that was painted a very vibrant yellow. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk a little bit about that color and more results with Amy Christie. You're listening to America's Automobile Enthusiast Show. This is Auto World.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-886-1003. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-886-1003. 800-886-1003.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out there, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Yeah, that's the police right there. There's lots of cool cars coming out of Amelia Island right now. The Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance is officially history. The tractor trailer trucks, the reliable carriers are pulling them away. And, of course, there's been all kinds of wonderful things happening there today and over the weekend, including the RM sale, the traditional RM auction, the official auction of the Amelia Island Concours. And Amy Christie joins us live, giving us a wrap-up of Amelia and the sale. And you mentioned that Ferrari, that Dino, and that was painted in, I believe, fly yellow. Is that correct, Amy?
It was. It was really, really striking in its original shade of fly yellow, and definitely caused a lot of excitement when it came onto the auction stage. But as I mentioned before, it sold for a record-setting $363,000. So it was definitely one of the highlights. Another car that we hadn't spoken about but did cause a lot of excitement in the auction room was something a little newer, a 2002 Chevrolet Corvette Riley and Scott racing car.
Oh,
this
wow.
was actually the late Paul Newman's 2003 to 2007 SCCA racer in which he won his last race.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was really exciting. It was actually bearing the number 83 for his age when he passed away, and it sold for $275,000. So there was definitely something for everyone at the RM Amelia Island sale this weekend.
Absolutely. Since Amelia Island, Bill Warner always pays tribute to great racers and honors one every year. You know, that's very fitting for that vehicle to be sold there. And my good friend and your friend Matt Stone wrote a wonderful book about Paul Newman and his cars and his racing career, and quite a wonderful book that is. I understand that you changed the locale of the sale this year. I was down the last 2 years, hope to be back for next year's event, but you moved it closer to the ocean. That's always a good thing.
We did. We thought we'd like to take advantage of the great scenery here at Amelia Island. Obviously, the Ritz-Carlton's right on the ocean. So this year we moved the sale onto the oceanfront lawns. We had a tent erected there, and it was great weather. So it was a really beautiful setting and a great spot for our sale this year.
I know it's so hard. You get the opportunity. I've been fortunate to see many of the auctions here in North America, but you get to travel all around the world. It's remarkable, the growth of Amelia Island. I mean, everybody still considers Pebble Beach kind of being the World Series, the Super Bowl of Concours events, but I know that there are many people within the collector car hobby that really prefer the Amelia Island Concours over Pebble just because of the convenience of everything being centrally located.
No, it is. I would say it's definitely one of the highlights on the annual Global Collector Car Calendar. And as I mentioned, we have a fabulous relationship with the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. It's definitely a highlight on our global event calendar for RM, and one that we look forward to every year. So it's sad to say goodbye for another year, but obviously there's always the excitement of the next year's event.
Absolutely. And speaking of Florida, you recently did a private sale in Florida, and I saw that catalog, and this gentleman not only had some exquisite cars, but he had all kinds of other stuff. Tell us all about that sale.
That was the In Millhouse Collection sale that we proudly hosted in association with Sotheby's in late February in Boca Raton in Florida, and it was a wonderful event. The collection represented over 50 years of dedicating by brothers and collectors Bob and Paul Millhouse, wonderful gentlemen, and the sale presented a range of exceptionally rare mechanical musical instruments, automobiles, and collectibles. So the automobiles in particular were spectacular. Top honours went to a 1912 Oldsmobile Limited 5-passenger Touring. It was the only known surviving example from that year.
It's no kidding.
One-off coachwork, and it sold for $3.3 million. So that's a world record price for an Oldsmobile at auction.
Absolutely. Wow, that's an astounding price. And speaking of Florida, the Florida action continues with the American subsidiary of the RM Auction Company, Auctions America. You guys are going to be firing up the sales next weekend down in Fort Lauderdale. Just give us a little synopsis of that event.
Yeah, it's been a really busy couple of weeks or busy months for the RM Group of Companies. Our subsidiary company, Auctions America by RM, which is headquartered in Auburn, Indiana, returns to the Broward Convention Center in Fort Lauderdale next weekend for its annual Fort Lauderdale sale. It's celebrating 10 years in Fort Lauderdale this year and as South Florida's premier collector car auction. And the sale will feature more than 500 classics, exotics, hot rods, and muscle cars. So, again, something for everyone. One of the highlights, there's a collection of 26 well-restored Corvettes from the esteemed Tony Pirelli collection, which represent every model year from 1953 to 69. Plus some rare examples from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. So the Corvette enthusiast, Fort Lauderdale is definitely the place to be next weekend.
And then around the bend, you're going to be going over to Monaco. Tell us all about that.
That's true. It's definitely a busy 2012 for us. our Monaco event is actually a biennial event, the one that we hold every other year. We were first in Monaco in 2010 and enjoyed a record-breaking debut with €33 million in sales. So we're returning in May, the 11th or 12th of May. We've actually extended the sale this year to 2 days. So on the 11th, we'll be lifting the gavel on a great range of Ducati motorcycles. There's a private collection known as the Soldarelli Collection of 100 bikes that will be crossing the block without reserve. And then on the following day, we'll be offering around 70 blue-chip automobiles. So, again, sort of catering to a diverse range of tastes. Historic racing cars are going to be under the spotlight in Monaco. And among highlights, we have a beautiful 1948 Ferrari 166 Spider Corsa, which was the ninth Ferrari in chassis sequence and the sixth 166 Spider Corsa built. So it boasts an extraordinary extensive period race history and it has beautiful looks as well. So it combines the best of both worlds.
Sounds like an absolutely wonderful event. And the cool thing about RM, you guys have such a interactive website. I mean, you don't have to travel to Monaco to bid on a vehicle. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you can watch it. Tell us about all the bells and whistles that can be found at rmauctions.com.
Yeah, our website, we try and make it very, very interactive for enthusiasts and collectors. If you go online, you're able to find some copies of our digital catalog with great images and full detailed histories of all the cars. There's also our auction stream live. So if you can't join us in person, you can always go onto our website and view all the excitement live.
That's very cool indeed. You've got another event coming up a few months down the road here in New England, my neck of the woods, up in New Hampshire. Tell us a little bit about this special private sale.
It's called with the Dingman Collection, some of your listeners may recall that back in 2006, RM hosted a highly successful auction in New Hampshire of the Dingman Collection, and we're excited to be returning in June to present another selection, approximately 50 high-point automobiles, including flathead Fords, and over 1,400 automotive signs. So definitely one for Ford enthusiasts to keep an eye on our website for further details as we near the time.
Do you have a favorite event? This is a tough question for me to throw out at you, but I know you love all the RM events, but is there one particular event during the course of a calendar year that you look forward to going to more than another?
Oh, that is a tough question, Bob. I think at the moment I'm actually in Amelia Island looking out over the ocean, so it'd be hard for me not to say this one.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And certainly the annual sports car auction in Monterey is just an extravaganza. I know it's a whole lot of work for you and your team, but what an amazing couple of nights, two or three nights.
That would be up there as well. We have our sale at the Bush Hola Hotel and Spa right downtown in Monterey, and it's definitely probably our flagship sale and one that there's just a great energy and buzz. So that's one definitely to keep an eye out, and we'll be revealing some of our feature cars, early feature cars for that sale in the coming months. So it should be another great one.
Is it going to be a three-day event this year, or just a two-day event, or perhaps you can't tell us yet?
We're just in the midst of sort of working out our Monterey details, but we'll be announcing them shortly. It'll definitely be at least 2 days.
Well, enjoy that beautiful weather down there in Florida, and thank you so much for being a part of Auto World here today.
Oh, my pleasure, Bob. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
She's Amy Christie from RM. I'm Bob Long. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.